Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
It was a piece by Stefano Esposito, who is a Chicago Sun-Times reporter, and he's in our studio. Boy, you got some splaining to do, fellow.
Is that right?
Stefano, welcome to the show. How are you?
Thanks for having me. I'm doing great.
You're a general assignment reporter. You've been in town for over a dozen years, so you know the drill in Chicago, right?
I know the drill. Doesn't mean I accept it.
You cross when you can.
What happens? Tell us your point. Pull the microphone down a little bit,
oh,
too,
sure,
by the
yeah.
way.
Yeah, I'm 5'6". my point?
Yeah.
My point being that you should be able to step onto a crosswalk and feel safe when you do so.
What happens when you do step onto a crosswalk?
You take your life into your hands.
Why? Cars don't slow down
for you? Cars don't slow down.
They honk their horn. They zoom right by. They almost
They don't even honk their horns. They just zoom right by. You know, I have a particular... I don't want to pick on the people in the West Loop, but the Sun-Times just recently moved to their offices over there. And that place is just... I mean, you...
What?
It's just insanity. Absolute insanity.
And do you think Chicago's different than other towns?
Well, it's different from where I came from. I was in the Seattle area before that. And, you know, people used to make fun of folks. You know, two cars would pull up at a stop sign. And one driver would say, no, you go first. No, you go. And half an hour later, they're still, I'm joking, exaggerating, but they're still debating it. But at least when you stepped on the crosswalk, somebody stopped for you. I know we're in a big city, you know, we take some pride in all of that. But.
All right, fine. That's your starting point. Here's mine. Here's what happens in Chicago. There's gridlock everywhere anyway. We got way too many cars. And Uber is just a whole nother thing that makes me nuts, because those cars just stop where they want anyway. But what happens is that since this, so we are so challenged for flow by automobiles that we need the pedestrians to move it along. Stop looking at your phone and stop giving me stink face while you walk 1 mile an hour in front of me. I know you've got the right of way, but doggone it, could you do a fella a favor here? And to me, the pedestrians are the ones who, and by the way, say you're walking into a crosswalk and you have the legal right to be there.
Yeah.
I'm a car. So you're going to, if I screw up.
You're going to lose.
You are going to lose.
Yeah, you're going to lose. You know why? Because I'm going to sue you for every bloody penny that you've got.
No, your estate is going to sue me.
All right, my estate, right. Right.
Also, what's with the people crossing the street? Okay, if you're taking a turn, a right-hand turn, and the pedestrian's walking, right? The pedestrian's walking so slow, checking their Instagram, checking Facebook. I have time, because I'm a car, to go faster and cut in front of you. Just give me a second.
Yeah, just slow down and I'll zoom right by you.
Yeah, and then you can proceed diddy-daddling.
And that's illegal, by the way. I mean, if a cop saw
that's
that...
illegal?
The car speeding up while you
Which
are
happens.
In the street.
Right.
To
we,
cut off a
our job is to stop. We have an obligation to stop.
Right.
In fact, you looked at the laws on this, didn't you?
Not very terribly closely, but yes.
What are
can
you,
I
a
just
reporter?
Say, yeah, most of the time. Can I just say one more thing?
Yeah.
I mean, in all fairness, I'm a pedestrian and I'm a driver.
Right.
And I see pedestrians acting like lunatics. Dumb. I can't tell you the number of times I've seen somebody in a black trench coat crossing the street at midnight with their back to me, with earbuds, and I'm thinking, boy, you've got a lot of faith in humanity that I'm actually going to stop. You know,
exactly.
So,
you understand that. You wrote though here. Well, let's get to the. You said it turns out whether a pedestrian steps onto a continental crosswalk, that's the thick white bars like the rungs of a ladder, or a crosswalk with transverse markings, the slender parallel lines more typical at residential intersections without lights, a driver must stop.
As I understand it, yeah.
And if you're struck in the middle of a crosswalk, stretching across traffic in both directions, again, drivers must stop for pedestrians, not the other way around.
Yeah.
And you could be fined $500 if you do not exercise due care as a driver.
Right.
But has anybody ever gotten that ticket?
I doubt it. I mean, there's so many variables at play, right? The most important one being that a police officer sees you and is not doing something that he deems more important.
Yeah, well, that's it, too. I think they've got a lot of other things to do. What's the matter, Ella?
We were in another state, my family, and my dad was driving, and he was pulled over by a cop because we were in a crosswalk, and he continued to go because he didn't see the sign.
Was there a pedestrian?
There was not, luckily. But
you had to stop at the crosswalk anyway. See, here in Chicago,
yeah.
If I see I don't even think I have to stop at the crosswalk if there's no stop sign. I do if there's a pedestrian. He got a ticket for just not obeying the crosswalk?
Maybe there was a pedestrian because, yeah, the rule is if there's a pedestrian, then you have to stop. So probably there was and he didn't see him.
Well, do we just, is there any value in judging the culpability here? Generally speaking, we have this issue of pedestrians and cars in Chicago.
Right.
Who do you think needs to bend more?
Well,
and by the way, we're live.
Well, obviously, from the point from my piece, I think drivers need to bend more. In their defense, if you look at how, 80% of crosswalks in this town, you can barely see them. As I say in the piece, there's sort of like this ghost-like presence.
Yeah.
And on a good day, right, when the lights are out, when it's the sun's out rather. So sometimes it's confusing if you go down, say, LaSalle or Clark Street, and you're in the middle of a block there, and you can't see the fact there's plenty of crosswalks there that are not, don't have those day glow yellow signs that they're using mm-hmm. now to make them a bit more visible. But this
sounds cliche, but it is true, isn't it? That I think it would be nice if there were just a little more courteousness out there on either side.
Absolutely. And do you know how nice it makes you feel when you stop for somebody?
I don't know about that.
No, it does. It does. Truly. No. It's like your little good deed of the day.
Every step just hurts.
But people look at you. Pedestrian will, and I do this, listen, I make mistakes, but I will stop for a pedestrian. And they look at you as though, that's awfully kind of you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. Is something wrong with you?
Can I get your address? I'm going to send you cookies.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, right. And I feel the same way, though, to be honest with you. When I hustle through an intersection, Brenda and I'm sorry, I don't know that we're anal, or I am about many things, but I am anal about trying to be courteous about this very issue. I'll be with a friend and they go, hey, we got the light, or we have the right of way here.
Yeah.
We don't have to run through the street.
Right.
But I give it a quick jog because I've been the driver before. So I'm very assertive about my trying to be courteous and hustle through the intersection. Yeah.
I don't like when the driver also tells you to go. I'm like, no, just
go. Oh, I ran into that today. He goes, go ahead. I go, no, this is confusing here.
Yeah, just go.
Let's obey the law.
Yeah, that's my feeling. Just obey the bloody law. That's,
What's the matter?
You just sound so conscientious. I mean,
right, probably in all facets of your life, not just pedestrians.
I know that, but really, think about that, ladies. All I'm saying is, even though you have the right, go ahead and pretend like you don't. Hustle through the street. I don't think we see enough of that.
I like to think that I'm a pretty conscientious person in general.
You are.
But crossing the street and giving the driver way just doesn't, it doesn't feel like it applies to me at a crosswalk like that.
In the interest of full disclosure, I have to say I grew up in London and I was going to say how wonderful the zebra crossings are in England because they're lighted for the most part. But I actually had my toe run over by a little mini, mini metro when I was a kid. So there maybe was some of this
anger.
May be scarred for life. That's
You buried the lead, my friend.
I'm sorry.
Now we understand everything.
You did bury the lead.
Hey, what do you make of where they let everybody cross? They give a red light to all four directions in London and then let everybody cross vertically, diagonally, horizontally. You know what I mean? I forget what they call those. And I don't know if we have many of those in the United States. But, you can go straight across, corner to corner. You know what I mean? You don't have to go down and then turn right. You get to walk right through the intersection to the other side.
Jaywalk?
Yeah, kind of it, where you just go.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah. When you can go in all directions, I'm not sure what that is.
You just walk right out into the intersection. Yeah, so when you've got two streets that intersect, instead of going to the one side and then crossing and going to the other side, you just go corner to corner. And it's great. Everybody just boom goes, and then eventually the lights turn green again, and people don't get hit and killed.
You know what I think is sort of interesting is that my father is from southern Italy, and I totally expect when Italians drive like lunatics, and I forgive me for insulting all the southern Italians who live in Chicago, but you just don't expect it with Midwesterners. I mean, these are on the whole, or Chicagoans are lovely people.
This isn't part of our culture or heritage.
But you get them in a car and they're just...
Yeah, but even if you don't have anywhere to go, you just want to go. We're fast-paced.
I wonder if part of the problem is that in Europe, the old cities that maybe your father's from, the streets are smaller and they're more circuitous. Yeah. Here in Chicago, in the United States, in a Midwest city like Chicago, we have big, broad streets. Not everywhere, but look at Michigan Avenue, for instance.
Right.
And this is a point of contention for a lot of people because it's so long to get across. But we should be a little more courteous. There's a little more space here for us to get along.
Well, here, if you don't get caught, you get away with it and that's fine. But even in Europe, like in Serbia, there aren't a lot of police officers. So people just follow the rules because they're...
There's nobody
to,
otherwise.
Yeah. Yeah.
But again, the consequences are just so awful. You know,
I mean, what is so awful?
The consequences of potentially mowing me or somebody else down.
Yeah,
right?
That is interesting that you put it that way. I think the you are suggesting that the consequences of me running you over will be terrible for me because I'll get in trouble. I'll get sued.
More than in trouble, yeah.
Well, sure, I might go to jail, but the consequences for you will even be worse. And that's the so we have this power dynamic in Chicago, and I am amazed that the pedestrians are asserting their flesh and bone right up against my steel and, you know, speed.
Yeah.
But that's the way it goes.
Most of the time I don't do that. Honestly, when I'm in an intersection, I do stop and I will jab my finger and say, "Look, mate, you know, I have the right of way." And they just sort of look at you like
in your piece you said pointed index finger, and I thought, which is the index finger? But it's the pointy finger.
I actually wasn't sure either. I had to ask one of my
you wanted to make sure you had the right one.
Yeah.
Chicago drivers ignore rules on pedestrian walkways, making this rider cross. Stefano Esposito writes about it in the Chicago Sun-Times. It's great conversation, and I know a lot of you have reacted to him, and we are all animated by this, too, which makes it a good piece. Stefano, it's nice to meet you. Thanks for coming into the studio.
My pleasure.
Keep doing what you guys are doing over there at the Sun-Times, my friend.
Thank you.